Hi guys, so today I'm gonna talk about Chicago, the windy city. So I traveled from St. Louis to Chicago and it was like a very short trip. I was gonna travel only for a day, but it wasn't even a day actually, it was just half a day. I was feeling really low and I wanted like a change of, you know, circumstances or a change of atmosphere. I don't know, I just needed a change. I didn't want to see anything that I saw every day, so I decided to come to Chicago. I took an Amtrak which left St. Louis at 6:40 a.m. and it reached Chicago at 12 p.m. and as soon as I came here, I had already booked a hotel. After researching a lot about the hotels, I decided to go with the Congress Plaza in downtown Chicago. And it's very close by to a lot of places that I wanted to visit. And it was also close to the Amtrak station. Trust me guys, when I say you can walk to every other place, then it's, I'm not even lying, you can walk to any place around this hotel. And everything is like 2 miles, 3 miles, that's the maximum. 3 miles the maximum that you can see. You can go to the 360 where you can see the whole of Chicago, you know, the sky deck, and you can go walking there. And then you can go to the Navy Pier, you can go walking there as well. And I had a few restaurants in mind. One of it is Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Sometimes when you're talking so fast, it happens that you kind of like mix two things. I think that's what happened to me here. Anyway, so I wanted to go to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. So that was also close to the hotel. It was just like 1.1 miles away. And I also wanted to try the deep dish pizza. Even that place was close by. I wanted to try some Indian food. And I had this particular restaurant which is called the Chicago Curry House. Even that was very, very close to this place. So that was actually only 0.5 miles. Yeah, now you could wonder that, did you go to Chicago to see the place or eat the food? Well, the answer is both. I wanted to do both and I didn't have a lot of time, and I also wanted to relax a little bit. I didn't want it to like cramp too much, and I've already visited this place, so there were a few things that I left out and I wanted to cover, and that's what I did in this trip. So let's get back to when I reached Chicago at 12 p.m. Once I reached, I came back to my room, I kept my stuff, just, you know, washed my face, and then I went to Chinatown. So how do you get to Chinatown? Again, you have a metro or you can take a cab. Chinatown is again a little further than I expected it to be, but the thing is, you can still walk to Chinatown, but it might take you some time, but trust me, you can still walk there from this hotel. So in Chinatown, there's not much to see, but the last time I went to Chinatown, I couldn't get a glimpse of all of the souvenir shops, and I wanted to try a few hotels there. I wanted to eat food, but then that did not happen, so I wanted to make that a very important thing in this trip. So I went to Chinatown, I visited all the stores. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you how I reached Chinatown. While going, I took a cab because I was kind of, I felt like I was gonna be short of time, but that wasn't the case. So I took a cab and I went there. Over there, I looked at all the souvenir shops. I did a lot of window shopping. I went to literally every store on that street, literally every gift shop. It was amazing, guys. There's like so many stores, so many different places. I especially visited this one particular shop, which was so beautiful. I mean, it was literally like a maze in there, and you get every single thing, every single Chinese thing that you can find. It is there in that shop. It's like so many things. I was kind of like Oh my god, wait, did it? And also, that whole shop is like a maze. I did not know. The more I went inside, the more I took a left and a right. I found more lanes and more stuff. It was just, at a point I was like super duper excited. I'm like, wait, what do I do? What do I buy? And then I had to stop myself from buying so many dragons and cutlery and stuff. But anyway, I wish I had loads of money to buy loads of things. But then also you need to think if that's actually useful or not. It's called EK Souvenirs. This place is amazing, guys. You get every single thing over there. So do visit this place if you're going there. And then I tried two restaurants, and there are plenty more. There's so many restaurants over there, and it's like a busy place. Of course, there are many things to see as well. One of it is the museum, Chinese American Museum, and which is also an interesting thing, that they give the history and how the Chinatown was established, etc. And then I went to the Your Beautiful Street. It's just like a thing where it's written "You're beautiful" on the wall, and people were taking pictures over there. It's kind of, I would say, it's nice. You could visit, you could take a picture there. That's all about it. And let's get back to the restaurants that I visited. I visited Slurp Slurp, and I visited Emperor's Choice. I loved both the restaurants, and they were good enough to give me something in vegetarian. Since I'm a vegetarian, I had to ditch all the meat items. But I can assure you that these two places would give you amazing stuff. In Slurp Slurp, I did try the noodles. And of course, they were sloppy, they were nice, they were soft, they were like exactly what I imagined them to be. And I wanted that kind of noodles because in St. Louis, I don't know where you get that. I really don't know where you get that. And in Chinatown, you get authentic Chinese stuff, like the China's authentic cuisine. So, well, if you're going there, do try these two restaurants, and I'm sure you'll love it. And after Chinatown, I decided to buy some souvenirs in Chinatown. So after that, I took an Amtrak. When you walk in, like, towards the end of Chinatown, you will find a metro station. It's very close by, and you will find a parking lot. And next to the parking lot, there's an entrance to the metro station. So I got into a metro, so I wanted to go to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. So I took a metro from Chinatown to Grand Station, and I had to walk like 3 to 4 minutes to reach my restaurant. You get the Amtrak ticket. I'm sorry. I don't know why my mind's just stuck in Amtrak. So you get the tickets, and then you hop on, and it's kind of like simple. You have to take the Howard, or Howard, however you pronounce it. Howard train. It is Red Line, and you will reach the destination, Grand. And it's also very close to Navy Pier. I don't know if you have to take another stop or what, but then I got down at Grand, and Navy Pier was close by, Gordon's restaurant was close by, so it was like a good thing. So I went to Gordon's restaurant, I ate some food, and from there I went to the Navy Pier. I had to walk another mile, but that was okay because it was pretty close. I didn't even feel like I walked a mile though. Anyway, Navy Pier was beautiful. In Navy Pier, there were many activities, especially the wheel, which is interesting, but then I did not try it. But if you do go there, you can try the wheel. It's amazing. And there's also a children's museum, and there's so many souvenirs. Sorry, again, I meant like souvenirs. Anyway, so there were so many souvenir shops along the way, and it was so nice to see so many shops, but it was so bad that I didn't have a lot of money to spend on it. So yeah, I went past all of those temptations to reach the dock, or what they call as the riverfront, yeah, or the lakefront, yeah. So I went over there, and there were many cruise ships or boat tours. I chose Shoreline, but if you go a little ahead, you find a lot more stuff, a lot more agencies that will like maybe help you with the tours. But yeah, I went with Shoreline, and they had two options. One was a 75-minute boat ride, and the other one was 40-minute boat ride. 40-minute boat ride was just like they're gonna show you the shores. But the 75-minute boat ride was about the architecture of whole of Chicago. I took the 75-minute ride because I wanted to spend as much time as possible, and I felt like it was gonna be so relaxing just cruising on the boat and forgetting all of your miseries. Well, it kind of worked that way, but not really, because there was a lot of pollution, traffic, whatever, it's a city. Anyway, I took the 75-minute boat ride. I paid $46, which I feel is kind of expensive, but I didn't find like other options. But when you take the 40-minute boat ride, it is just $26. I think that was more reasonable than the $46 one. But I can say that it was worth it. But I guess there would have been cheaper options if I would have searched for it. But if you want to go for a boat tour, make sure that you search other options. I didn't have a lot of time, so I just went with whatever I saw first. So yeah, search for options. If you get cheaper options than 26 and 46, then you can go for that. And the boat tour was really good. The guide explained about the whole architecture scene in Chicago and how Chicago built itself from the destruction of the fires, and how it is a hub for architectures and architectural marvels. And I didn't know so much about Chicago, though I visited it like once before, and I've heard many people say, oh my god, Chicago is this, Chicago is that, but nobody's ever told me that, oh my god, the architecture is that. Okay. So yeah, once the tour was over, I walked from Navy Pier to my hotel, which was the most scenic walk ever. One side you find the road filled with a lot of cars, and they're like a lot of things. There's just so much traffic. And then the other side you have this peaceful Michigan lake. Okay, and dazzling with sunlight. It was so beautiful, and there are people running, and then it's also fall, so you get to see pretty trees and pretty colors all over. I really love the whole scene. I did walk from Navy Pier till my hotel room through the lake view, which is again mind-blowing. If you ever gonna go to Chicago, make sure you take, you know, you stay at this hotel and you walk from Navy Pier to your hotel in the evening. It is like a beautiful walk. I wanted to do it the next day morning as well, but then I just got lazy and it was time for me to pack and leave. So yeah. And once I came back to my room after soaking in so much of beauty, I rested for a while, and then I went to the Indian Curry House. I'm sorry, Chicago Curry House. And over there, I had a lot of Indian food. I was really very happy with the biryani that they served. And I loved their chaat as well. So I had that food. It didn't cost me so much, but I would still say it's kind of expensive, at least from a person coming from St. Louis. It seemed a little expensive. I forgot to say this, Gordon Ramsay's burger costed me $21 with the tax and everything, and I also, with the tip, I think I paid $25, which is super expensive for a burger. So yeah, if you want to try that, yes, but I would still suggest that it's kind of expensive. Only if you like Gordon Ramsay, you can go there. What I found very unique about this burger was it had tomatoes. I hate tomatoes in the burger, but these tomatoes were like kind of burnt, or I don't know, it was different and it was tangy and nice, and I loved it. I really loved the tomatoes and the avocados. The whole burger was really nice and juicy, but again, I wouldn't say it's worth it to spend $25 on a burger. Anyways, that brings us to the end of the trip. Once I finished my food, I came to my room and I slept like a baby until the next day morning. And my Amtrak was in the afternoon, so I relaxed a bit and I packed all my stuff, and then I left to St. Louis. And I took an Amtrak, which was at 1:45 p.m. And again, I walked to the Amtrak station, and half the walk was through the lake view, so I was really happy about it. And then once I finished that walk, I came back to the Union Station, and then I came back to St. Louis. It was an overall really nice trip. For I barely travel for like what, maybe 4 to 5 hours on the whole, but if you have more time, you can visit more stuff like the Bean, the Bean 360, many other stuff, and you can try better restaurants. I wanted to try momos, but I did not get the time to do that. So you can do all of this, and this is an amazing place to try new things. So thank you all for listening to this podcast. If you like it, please make sure you share this with your friends, and if anybody needs any travel advice, you can definitely refer this. Thank you.